It's the Mad Men DVD review.
That's right, it is. So thank you to Mad Men and thank you to Amanda for joining us. What are you going to be reviewing for us today?
So today I'll look at another Studio Ghibli Hayao Miyazaki film, Princess Mononoke. So it came out in 1997, and it's another one of his kind of epic films. It's a period drama set in the late Muromachi period of Japan, and it kind of revolves around this struggle between the supernatural guardians of a forest and the humans who consume its resources. And it's all kind of told through this main character, Ashitaka. So it's like got these really important, and even though it came out in 1997, still quite timely themes around protecting the environment. It's quite a longer one of Miyazaki's. It runs for 2 hours and 14 minutes, but it's got a whole lot of, like, A-list, at least in 1997, Hollywood stars. It's got, like, Billy Crudup, Billy Bob Thornton, Minnie Driver, Claire Danes, Jada Pinkett Smith, Gillian Anderson. So it's, very famous cast. It's Roger Ebert played, like, put the movie 6th on his top 10 movies of 1999. It was the highest grossing movie in Japan until Titanic came a little bit after. And then now it's like the third most popular anime in Japan.
Do you think it's better than Titanic? Just personally.
I love Titanic myself.
Do you? Are you a Titanic lover? I was just trying to stir the cat amongst the pigeons. Here,
I know. I don't know, they're probably about on the same par, to be honest.
They're both ecological, you know?
Yeah.
Are they? I don't know. I guess.
I mean, iceberg melting. Yeah. Titanic wouldn't have maybe happened in that case.
No, that's a good read, actually. That's a good read.
I mean, now Princess Mononoke is the third most popular anime movie in Japan, so obviously Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle are both by Miyazaki, and they're in the top two. So he's really cornered that one. When this movie came out, it was, I think, the most expensive animation ever made. It cost about US $20 million, but Miyazaki is said to have, like, personally checked every drawing, and there was about 144,000 that makes up the film, and he's estimated to have redrawn at least a part of about 80,000 of them. So it's like there's so much care in the, like, setting in every single part of how it looks. It's really, really beautiful.
That is a ridiculous piece of information. What a control freak. I mean, but in a good way.
Yeah, in the best way, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, it's kind of a good companion. If you haven't seen this one, but you have seen Howl's or Spirited Away, which I think they got a general release here. I'm not sure if this did in 1999. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen this one, this is an absolute classic. You say, it still has a very timely message.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think probably Spirited Away is, like, obviously the one that is kind of most well known around the world, and this one's not so much, but it's still really worth a watch.
And a fantastic strong female character, as ever.
Miyazaki's signature.
So I think I'll just, let me just have a look at my computer screen. And the Celebrate Studio Ghibli Film Festival is on for another few days. It runs till Wednesday, which is closing night, so if you I'm not sure what is playing. You'll have to look that up online. But there is still some Studio Ghibli films showing down at the Academy and up on Queen Street Event Cinema. So have a look, go along, see it on the big screen if you can. And if not, look it up online. Get out Princess Mononoke. It's a fantastic... Well, actually, what do you think about it, Amanda? How would you rate it? Who would you recommend it to?
Absolutely, I would rate it. But it's like... I mean, anyone who has enjoyed his previous work but has kind of missed this one should definitely see it. But even if you haven't seen much of his work before, I think if you're interested in those kind of stories about the environment, or even like coming of age kind of story that has all of those things in there as well.
How about this one? This is going to be super controversial, but I'm going to say it. If you're tossing up to vote, if you're voting left this year, but you don't know whether to vote red or green, after you watch this film, you're going to vote green.
You got it.
There we go. A little bit of brainwashing for y'all. Saturday morning. Hey, thanks, Amanda, for joining us. Really appreciate taking the time to review it. Watch this wonderful film and then review it for us.
Of course. Thank you so much.
And, get along to the Celebrate Studio Ghibli Film Festival if you haven't already been. It closes on Wednesday night, so you don't have a lot of time. I think that's all we need to say. Thank you, Amanda. Have a good Saturday.
No worries. You too. See you later.
See you later.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.